Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. Hello and good morning. Thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. And as always, I am your host, and I've got Tom Spence here in the studio. How are you doing, Spence?
I'm doing great. I'm looking at all these prizes you have.
I know.
It's pretty incredible. We'll get to those in moments.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. And I do have some guests in the studio, and I'm really excited to talk about Cheryl Jones. Welcome, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Hi, great. Glad to be here. Good morning, everybody.
All right. And I have Lori and Lori Volk, and I am so excited. We got Lori's original lemonade. We're going to talk a little bit about that, huh?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. You know, it's interesting. Our guests today have a little bit of a journey. I think that's where it all ties in.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm really excited to be here. I do want to say that for anybody that's never heard my show, we talk about the brighter side of life in the 805. And we're sharing people's stories, sharing what, you know, how to keep going, how to, you know, sometimes things, you know, it's one of the things I always talk about is, you know, when life kind of knocks you down, how do you pick yourself up,
mm-hmm.
dust yourself off, and keep going on.
Yeah.
And my first guest definitely did that, Dr. Joe Zeff. He's a dentist from Chatsworth, but he's got an interesting story. And God, I have to tell you, I was so inspired talking to him. Dr. Joseph Zeff provides patients with general dentistry, but he provides it from his wheelchair. And he is the first dentist that actually really does his work from his wheelchair. I mean, isn't that inspiring, Tom?
It sure is. You look at that, and it's the old cliche of,
yeah.
I guess my issues really
yeah.
are something I can
well,
get
you know
over
what
and defeat.
Okay, so kind of what I was thinking mm-hmm. you were going to say is, you know, my dad said, you know, it's like, God, I need new shoes, but what about the people that don't have feet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, right? I mean, that's what it's all about is, you know, my grandmother used to say, everybody puts their problems on the table and everybody will take their own ones back out. So
yeah,
anyways, well, we are talking about the brighter side of the 805 and the brighter side of life. And I do want to remind you, if you are just tuning in right now, that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Tom, we got lots of stuff, right?
Now, we want to tell everybody that the number you call for prizes is in the 805, 419-0008, 419-0008, or you can go kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Holiday ice skating rink for the lakes in T.O., that's a great one. My kids would love that. They skate. Midtown Cafe, we have that on Loma Vista in Ventura. Nice certificate and a great place to go for sandwiches, the Urbane Cafe. These prizes could be yours with Kim.
There you go. All right. And I do want to remind you, if you miss any part of our show today, you can always go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com, and listen there. Also, Facebook us, like us, because we have lots of sweepstakes stuff that we're giving away there, too. So I'm really excited. Again, thank you for sharing your day and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. Let's get with our first guest. Well, let me give you a little rundown. Again, Dr. Joe Zeff, we're going to be talking with him. Then we are going to be talking with Lori Volk and hear her story, how she started her company with Lori's original lemonade. I've got two of them here, ginger lemonade and lavender lemonade.
Ooh,
oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And also we have my friend Hal Elrod. And he's going to be talking about, he's been on my show before. This guy is so inspiring. It's so, God, he gives me chills. It's like, you know, one of those people, like, same thing. He
mm-hmm.
was in a really bad car accident, and he took his life head on. And so he's written a couple books, Miracle Morning, and, you know, just taking your life head on. So we're going to be talking with him, too. Let's start off, and let's welcome Dr. Joe Zeff. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am, Kim. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, you and I briefly talked a little bit, and I've got Cheryl here on our show.
Hi, Joe.
And thank you for introducing me to Joe. But, you know, Joe, things, you know, everybody starts off with a plan in their life, and your plan kind of changed, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, yes, I was, I did my undergraduate college work at UC Santa Barbara, and I was applying to dental schools. My plan was to go to dental school and become a dentist. In February of 1980, my girlfriend and I were struck by a drunk driver. Mm. And as a result of the accident, I damaged my spinal cord, and I ended up wheelchair-bound, T12 paraplegic. So it was a very dark time. I would have never guessed that I would become a statistic. And in my own mind, I felt like I was an instant minority. We definitely have, the minority groups in our country, but I felt like I joined the smallest minority group, the disabled. And it was a time, it was a real gut check, but I definitely felt that I could still be a dentist. They teach sit-down dentistry at the dental schools across the United States, and I thought, well, then I better give it a try. I'm sitting down, but I think I can do this.
That is so awesome. Again, mm-hmm. anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Joe Zeff, and you know what? Wow. Honestly, that takes such willpower, credit, and you must have already really had amazing self-esteem. We talked a little bit about that. When somebody goes through a tragedy like that, you had said it kind of goes full circle. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, starting out, I mean, I think you really, initially I was mad at God. How could he allow this to happen to me? And so after you get out of intensive care and you kind of stabilize and you actually come back to earth and you think, you know, you're starting to think about how do I go forward, I realized how foolish I was to really push God away, because if you ever needed the good Lord, this is when I needed him. So I resolved that in my mind, and then I realized, well, if you go around life bitter and full of resentment, it's not going to be much of a life. And I consider myself a Christian, and I knew in my heart that I needed to forgive this woman drunk driver that had struck our car. So I worked on that very hard and came to a place of forgiveness. And I guess the biggest message for me to your audience is forgiveness is the key to so many things on this planet. The Palestinians and the Israelis, at some point, if people can learn to forgive each other, they can actually become free, break the shackles of that bitterness and possibly hatred, and actually move forward in their life.
Go ahead.
It's just, so this is Lori of Lori's Lemonades. I just so relate to that. That is such an amazing way that you just put that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It really is. And, you know, so many of us live in our own gel, you know, being angry, being mm-hmm. resentful. And so many times we can free ourselves, as you did, Joe. Yeah. And so what are some of the steps that you took, and how did you resolve your life to really, you have a great life. I mean, you know, you have your practice, you were married, you have children, right? Tell us about, you know, how you went about that.
Right. I was married. Right now, I'm a single dad. My wife and I did go our separate ways, but we had two beautiful daughters, Sophie and Audrey, and they attend Moore Park High School.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You know how it's, I think on some level, when such a huge tragedy hits you, that I think it's almost like distilling a liquid. You kind of get down to your essence. If you were a negative person or the glass is half full, I think it's going to stay that way and even more so.
That's what I was waiting for because you must have been really positive before you even ever got hit, right?
To that point.
Yeah. I was. I was a happy camper. I enjoyed my life, and I really enjoyed other people. I would consider myself a gregarious person, and I wanted that back. And you really, if you're full of bitterness and anger, it's very hard to put a smile on your face.
That's true. Well, see, Kim, that's a good point because that's what you usually say. You know, you got to keep it bright. Mm-hmm. You got to stay positive. You have to keep focused on what's going to be happening on the good side of life because it will come back around.
Right? Yeah,
so
it
that's
is
good.
It is a full circle. Mm-hmm. And Lori, I know that we're going to get to your story, but, you know, you, I mean, this is survival for you, right? Is it?
It is survival. But prior to that, just because he just brought me back to, I mean, what your story is absolutely incredibly amazing. I'm tearing up here, and it's all I can do not to just full on cry. But it was, I did have an experience where I needed to forgive someone, and it is when, at that moment that I was able to launch this company, it was everything. Letting that go, it's just so cool to hear you say that. So.
Yeah, I love it. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side in the 805. And we're talking right now with Joe Zeff. We've got Laura here and Lori Volk from Original Lemonade. Can't wait to talk and taste that. Mm-hmm. And then also we've got Hal Elrod's going to be talking about his life, taking life head on. And that's kind of what you did right there.
You're talking to me, Kim?
Yeah, Joe. You took
I think so. I think in our society it's so easy for us to blame other people or blame the situation. And, of course, there's something to be said for that. But also in that kind of, conversation with yourself, you have to take your own personal responsibility. And am I part of the solution or am I part of the problem? And I thought to myself, my gosh, there's so many things I can't control, much like the accident and the aftermath, but I can still take charge of the things I can control. And I needed to do that. I needed to step up to the plate. So, by the grace of God, I was able to go forward with that. And I also think that as a disabled person, I make it a point to say hello to people when I'm in the grocery store, on the sidewalk, because I think it breaks the ice. If you smile and say hello to them first, they feel like, oh, wow, it's okay. And they might actually approach you and start a conversation, whereas if you hadn't said hello first, they could very well have been uncomfortable or not know how to even converse with you. So,
Joe, I love that. And I have to tell you I'm not in a wheelchair, thank God, but I have to tell you, I talk to everybody because you know what? I feel like there's a message from every person out there. I love that. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. And every time I talk to somebody, I meet somebody, they've got a gift. They've got something special that they've shared in their life and that they can teach me. And so I think that that's wonderful. I urge everybody out there to talk to a couple new people every single day. You'll never be, it's underestimating where you'll go with that, you know? I mean, is are you one of those kind of people?
Yes. I mean, I just love that. I think that, everybody has a story. And as I've been out here for talking to lots of people about our lemonade and sampling, we have these most philosophical discussions in the middle of these stores just sampling lemonade. And it's just so cool to, it's just a matter of breaking the ice. I think you're right.
Yeah, and I think everybody's a little nervous. Mm-hmm. But when you open up and you're just who you are, your gift of who you were meant to be, that's what it's all about. So I love it.
Yeah, I think you're letting people know that you feel okay about yourself, so it's okay for them to feel okay about you.
Exactly. And you know what? And I think, a lot of people probably, for you, Joe, is they don't know what to say. So you open it up and let them know, hey, I'm okay with me. I'm okay, and I want to let you in my life.
And that's what took me by surprise when I first met Joe, because I was new to the area. And he was one of the first people to stop and say, hi, how you doing? And he was so relaxed and so open. And it was after meeting him, I decided, I think I want to stay here. Because the people are so nice and so open and just so relaxed. I felt so at home because his attitude was so positive. He's one of the nicest people I've met and one of the first people to befriend me here in Ventura County. So thank you, Joe.
Wow.
You're welcome, Joe.
It's been a pleasure.
So, Joe, what are your plans for are you going to continue with your dentistry? Do you have some other plans for your life?
Well, I do. I've been practicing dentistry for close to 30 years, so I think I'm probably on the downhill side.
Okay.
I would like to work on my walking program since I had children. You get caught up in just being a parent and trying to pay the bills and keep everything going. But if I had some free time, I'd like to work on my walking. Possibly I use walking braces and forearm crutches. And it's been a while, but it would be nice to walk at my daughter's wedding.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, you got us right there. Well, I wish and I pray for you to do that. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're going to check back with you because when is that? How old are they?
Oh, well, they're just in high school.
Okay,
so let's hope that
lots of time.
It's not going to be for a while.
Yeah. There you go. Well, again, Dr. Joe Zaff, pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much, and I look forward to learning more about you and following you.
Thank you, Kim, for having me on your show. You have a wonderful show.
Thank you so much. All right, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here. Spence?
We do have some great prizes. How about the Urbane Cafe? 2 free gourmet sandwiches. Excellent place to eat. We also have Midtown Cafe, certificate there, and a little holiday ice rink skating, and that is at the lakes in beautiful Thousand Oaks. It's one of those outdoor rinks, yes, in Southern California. We can have those. It's fun.
It is fun. It's
holiday spirit time. So we have all of these prizes, and you can qualify by simply dialing in the 805-419-0008. 419-0008.
Right, and just leave your name, your number, and your email, and then you'll be entered, and we'll get back with you and let you know if you are a winner. But we got lots of stuff, so you'll be entered into the big thing. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Lori Volk, the original Lemonade. So stay with us.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with 3 locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we are the brighter side in the 805. Yes. And we got Spence, and we got Cheryl here, and we've got Lori Volk. And Lori Volk, you know, it's interesting. When I first talked about you and tasted some of your lemonade, a little thing, I'm thinking of lemonade stand. She's got a lemonade stand, but it's grown into this.
It's a big lemonade stand.
Yeah, it's a big lemonade stand. And I'm so glad I'm getting to hear your story and how you started and your inspiration. And
thanks.
Your daughters have something to do with it, correct?
Yeah, they do. And thanks so much. This is so much fun being here. So it started as my daughter's lemonade stand, Lemonade, years ago, actually, in Ojai. And, you know, everybody's entrepreneurs in our family, and I stayed home to raise my three kids, and they always needed a little extra cash. So we started this lemonade, and I added lavender, and here we are. Now we're selling it.
Everywhere.
We're selling it.
Yeah. I know. So
we're in stores.
Yeah, so it started, really, it did start as a lemonade
stand. Lemonade stand. Actually, I got laid off the school district, lost my job, and I was three kids in college, two had just graduated. And the third one just left, and I was super sad because I was a mom, and I didn't know now what to do.
Yeah, I got four, and I got one left at home.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I know. It's like that empty nesting thing.
It's a terrible feeling.
But then one left, and one came back, so now I got two at home, right? But he's in and out.
They come back.
My racer, yeah. But, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet a little bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, you're excited, but yet, you know, you look forward to them doing their own new life and all of that, but you're really, what are you going to do now? And plus, I didn't know how to pay for all of that. I had no idea. Yeah, I, you know, and so I thought, well, maybe we'll sell a little lemonade.
A little?
A little.
Yeah. God, I love it. So, okay, so it's Lori's original lemonade, Ojai lavender, and then also ginger. What was the mindset behind that?
Well, the lavender, I was walking through the farmer's market in Ojai one morning, and I love the scent of lavender. It's just so beautifully calming.
And it's so exactly.
Right? And so then I saw the you could add it to your lemonade. And so I thought, well, we'll just try it. And we did, and everybody loved it. And, of course, we've been making it for years. And then
how long have you been doing this?
Probably at least 10 years now.
Wow, yeah, good for
10,
you.
10, 15 years. But, I mean, I just started the company a couple years ago.
Okay.
So, and then we came out with the lavender. We thought, well, the men were always shying away from the lavender. They thought it was too foo-foo or something. So we decided to come out with the ginger.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
more manly kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
Spence, do you like ginger?
The ginger.
Ginger, and I'm sure Guinness is next. But ginger sounds real good.
Well, what happened was they started mixing it with whiskey.
Oh, ooh. Now you're talking, right?
Yeah, yeah. And tequila. So now all of a sudden it's not the kids' lemonade anymore. We have the adult version. So,
And you know what's so popular is Arnold Palmer's now, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes. You can mix it with tea. You can mix it with sparkling water if you want to, if you're watching.
I love sparkling water. Yeah. You know, I love it where it has a little fizz to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you've got to have the right lemonade to start.
And this
the
is,
whole
that
mission.
Is so
yeah.
true.
That's and it's all organic. It's certified organic. It's in glass bottles. So it's.
That's
so
good. Take us through your process. Okay. So, I mean, where is your process and who works there? And do your girls work with you or is this your thing now?
Pretty much everybody. It's just me. Yeah, it's just me. My kids went off. They want to do their own business. And my one daughter who started this with us, I mean, who this was for, she's doing social media for us. But other than that, they don't want to work for me.
Isn't it funny how that works? I mean,
I didn't understand that.
Yeah, I guess in one sense, as a mom of four children, I give my children wings to fly, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
really, that's the gift that we want to give our kids.
Right, exactly. And that's what we wanted, you know. So they went off. They're doing their own thing. And
now, are you married?
Yes.
And does your husband help you?
I make him drive it. I make him. He does my QuickBooks. He is actually my rock of support.
I
was thinking that yesterday. He... I am terrified pretty much every day about why and how and what am I doing and how did this happen and what
but
have I done.
But don't you think that it organically happened?
It did. It did. I was ready. I had been thinking about it for years. And when one girl one day at the office in at Nordoff, actually, I said, I'm going to start a little sell lavender lemonade to pay for college. And she said, I'd love to try that. And I said, really? And I came back with samples and went into business that day. Mm. And that was 2011. So, but that's how it kind of happened. You know, I was ready and I got out of the way.
One thing about starting your own business like that, and there's a great book called The E-Myth, and when you start out, you make the greatest lemonade in the world, but when you try to bottle it, you realize it's $16 a bottle because you make it with such great ingredients. So how do you battle that one?
It's a great question because, again, I hadn't been in the beverage business. Mm-hmm. I was in the cellular business for years, but I didn't know anything about this, and I first went to the markets in Ojai, who have been the most amazing support system for me, and the managers took me under their wing and they told me how much I should sell it for and how I should bottle it and what it should look like, and so I went to them first, and now of course our accountants is saying you've got to get the price down, you know, but it's hard
still. And so how much do they sell for?
These are $2.99. You'll see them anywhere from $2 to $2.99 a bottle, but there's so many levels of distribution and
And just like beer, and nothing against a Budweiser. It's a fine baseball stadium, hot day beer. But if you take a Budweiser against, let's say, a Guinness or something, you're going to go up in price and up in a different quality.
Exactly.
So you have to sell the quality of the product.
The quality, right. And it's all, we use all fresh juice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We use organic cane sugar from Brazil. The juice is here from California. And then the lavender flowers we get from Paso Robles. And we make it into a tea. And so it's really good quality. I mean, it's French Provence lavender, and it's just really special, products. And so, you know, we lovingly put this into the bottle. And,
you know, it's interesting when you say you lovingly, because I was at down in Malibu at a wine dinner, and there was a coffee guy there. And I'm telling you, and in fact, I got to get him on my show, because and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on. He made this coffee with love. Mm-hmm. And there is a difference. I'm telling you, it's about being passionate. It's about being healthy, using the ingredients that you love. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're putting something into your body, we all talk about this. You know, we take care of all of our stuff in our home and our car and all that stuff. And, you know, sometimes it's like you want to spend that little bit more to have that quality.
It's worth it, and it makes a memory. I mean, the best cup of coffee I've ever had, and I carry a gold card to, you know, on one of our favorite coffee companies.
Yeah.
Once I went to a small boutique coffee shop, and she took me in the back and made it for me herself. She boiled it and showed me how to make a Turkish cup of coffee, and we sat in the back of her store and shared a cup.
Oh,
that was
cool.
The best cup I ever had,
right?
Because it was done for me,
right?
And it was special and it was personal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you do with your lemonade.
And we put our story on our bottle too, so that everyone can read it. And it's just really, we really are. We've created. It's just amazing, actually, how we've created this product in our kitchen, and now we can sit next to Paul Newman's lemonade on a shelf. You know,
isn't that awesome?
I kept taking pictures
so excited
of that.
For
I
think. You.
Good company.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
it's really
fun. And you know what we're gonna do is so it. It says on here, wish it, dream it, do it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I
mean, that's what it's all about. If you have a dream out there, gosh, stand behind it and go for it.
Exactly. I always tell my kids that,
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to be a part of this and to have you on and learn more about it. You know, when we come back, we're going to do, I would love to hear just your little stories that are on there. Are they all the same?
No, they're different. Yeah.
I love that. I love that. Because I want to find out about your labeling and just,
Yes.
Oh, and they
they're
are gluten-free.
Vegan.
All right. Well, I'm excited. You know, what we're going to do is when we come back, we are going to talk to my friend, Hal Elrod, and, here's another story. You're gonna not want to change this channel right now, because he's got two books: Taking Life Head On, and also Miracle Morning. He's been on my show. I'm so excited to have him back. He's got a story that is gonna inspire you to no end. So stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Spence, what do we have right now?
We're gonna give away some of our great prizes here, which includes the Holiday Ice Rink in Thousand Oaks at the Lakes. We also have Urbane Cafe. And along with that, how about the Midtown Cafe? Lots of great prizes for you. And the number to dial if you would like to get one of those is 419-0008, 419-0008. It is that easy. Call Kim, 419-0008.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me,
Come here and take a lesson from the lovely lemon tree.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for all those phone calls. And I appreciate you being here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side in the 805. And my next guest is Hal Elrod, and we're talking about taking your life head on. That's the name of his book, Taking Life Head On. And Hal Elrod has been on my show. He's a number one bestseller. He's an international keynote speaker and a Hall of Fame business achiever, one of the American's top success coaches. Let's bring him on right now. And in fact, he says he's a grateful husband and a proud father. I love that. So, Hal, are you there?
Kim, I'm here. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, I love it. I love your inspiration. I love your enthusiasm. And tell us, everybody that maybe didn't hear your last show, a little bit about yourself. I've got Cheryl, I've got Spence, and I've got Lori on here. And they're all joining us here.
Got the whole crew. I love it.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I think I know where you'd like me to start, and that is back when I was 20 years old, 20 years old, and I just turned 20, and I was actually a top sales rep for the Cutco Cutlery Company. I was one of the top knife sellers in the country.
That's so funny. I love my Cutco.
That's right. You do have in love Cutco. That's great.
That's right.
So, and I was with them for 6 years from, 20 to 26, 19 to 25, but... anyway, driving home after giving a speech at one of our meetings, giving kind of a motivational speech, and I had gotten started young because I was one of their top reps that I was asked to speak, and driving home in my brand new shiny white Ford Mustang that I had just bought with my own money 3 weeks prior, really on top of the world and feeling on top of the world, was hit head on by a drunk driver at 70 miles an hour. And it sent, and the airbags exploded. I don't remember exactly what happened, but what ended up happening with my car was it sent into oncoming traffic, and another car hit me in the door at 70 miles an hour, completely smashing the left side of my body, breaking 11 bones, including my femur, my pelvis, my arm, my elbow, you name it. And I actually was pinned in the car and eventually bled to death, and I was clinically dead on the side of the freeway with the paramedics for approximately 6 minutes. They revived me and took me to the hospital where I would spend 6 days in a coma. My poor mom and dad were told that if I ever came out of the coma, that I would probably never walk again, and that I had permanent brain damage and I might be a vegetable. And the 6 days later, I came out of the coma and was faced with the challenge that we're all faced with, the choice, which is, how are we going to respond when things don't go our way? How are
God,
we
you just gave me, you know, we were just talking to my first guest, Dr. Joe Zeff. And he's actually, I would love you guys to talk sometime, dentist in a wheelchair. He's the first dentist in a wheelchair. He was hit by a drunk driver, and he continued on with his journey and did his dentistry from a wheelchair. And same thing.
Wow.
It's all about attitude. That's what we're talking about here. This is such a strong and powerful show, and it's all about that journey. And I love it. So now you're teaching people how to do that reality check. You know, it's a perfect time of the year. I always say, I kind of reflect on where I've gone, in perspect on where I'm going, and really just start to look at life. And wow, I mean, you had like that reality check, definitely.
Sure, and Kim, you know, what you said about attitude, it's all about attitude. I beg to differ a little bit.
Oh,
what I mean
okay.
is, it's half about attitude, right? And it's half about action, you know? And so having a great attitude, but sitting back and, you know, wishing things would be different or just sitting back and passively waiting to see what happened to me wouldn't have gotten me anywhere. I told my parents, I'm going to work harder in therapy every day. I'm going to do extra sessions. So I'm going to, I'm committed to whatever I take to make it happen. I'm working on a new book right now. This is the first time I've ever mentioned it, but it's called The Miracle Equation. And it's about, there's two parts to it. Unwavering faith, which is the attitude, the faith in what's possible. The other half is extraordinary effort, right? Oof. You've got to combine the two. So I agree with you that it is all about attitude, but that's where it starts. But it's got to be carried through in your actions. You got to get off your butt. You know, you gotta make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Wow, you are awesome. I have to tell you, you know, I mean, really, every single day there's something. You know, you wake up in the morning. How many times have all of us in this room and my listeners out there? You wake up and you have every great, amazing intention, and then all of a sudden, you know, you walk out to your car and it doesn't start. Okay, does that just take you down, and is that where you stop, or you go, okay, so I'll have a cup of coffee, and, you know, so many times when I'm in traffic and I'm rushing, and then I have to kind of say to myself, okay, I'm not supposed to be a mile from now. I'm supposed to be right where I'm supposed to be. And so we all have to remember that. Is that how you live your life, Hal?
Well, yeah, and I'm glad you asked it and you put it that way, because I live my life by three words, and I call it my can't change it philosophy, which is, or you can say really strategy, and it's that.
And wait, what did you call it? Rework.
The three words are change it.
Can't change
and
it. Yeah.
That's what got me through the accident. Is I thought I can't change it, so I told my parents, if I am in a wheelchair the rest of my life, and the doctors are right, even though I'm going to maintain faith and support the effort to walk, but if they're right and I am not able to walk, I'll be the happiest person that you've ever seen in a wheelchair. It sounds like your previous guest, right? The same mindset. Like,
yeah.
If I can't change it, why torture myself feeling bad about it? Why not accept it as it is, whether it's traffic in the morning or it's the loss of a loved one or, you know, whether it's minor or major, catastrophic or, you know, whatever it is. You accept what you can't change and you focus all your energy on changing what you can.
Yeah, you know, I kind of always, and this is another way that I looked at it, and I have to say my dad was so inspirational, and just driving over here, I was like, hey, you know what? We all need reflections of other people, and it's almost like looking in the mirror, but you need somebody that's going to say, you know, come on, get it together here, you know? And sometimes we, you know, you fall short a little bit of yourself. But the thing is that what's the worst thing that's going to happen? And then you work backwards, you know, from that point on. And and that's what you kind of sounded like. If you're, you know, if you were going to be in a wheelchair, you're going to live your best life. And look at, by, you know, the Lord, you were able to walk again. So, wow, where are you at now in your life?
I think right now I do speaking. I speak all over the country. I do life coaching, really more success coaching. But really my biggest focus right now is, as you mentioned, my new book is called Mirror of Morning. And I just celebrated the 1 year anniversary of its publication. We've sold almost 20,000 copies. And
not very many, huh, Hal?
Not very many. I don't share that to brag, but just it's by word of mouth. I can't tell you how many I've taken orders this week from individuals for, hey, I want 30 copies to give to all my family members. Hey, I want 100 copies to give to our top 100 employees. Hey, I want, you know, it's really, I believe that my greatest gift right now, until further notice, is this thing that is called The Miracle Morning, because I've never received such inspiring feedback from literally hundreds of people have sent me emails saying, The Miracle Morning has changed their life more than anything else they've ever attempted.
So, Hal, and anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here. And, gosh, I want to say, The Miracle Morning, what is your most powerful thing that you say in there?
Well, I think there's two parts to it. There's two parts to The Miracle Morning. The first part is the idea that how you start your day sets the tone for your day. And if you have, like most Americans start their day with procrastination. They hit the snooze button over and over. last possible moment, then they get out, rush, chaotic, stress, head out the front door. If you start your day unfocused, unproductive, you know, lethargic, procrastinating, well, that's probably a reflection of what your life is like. But
wow.
Success, yeah. Sorry, I don't mean that there's a challenge to everybody. But if for the, you know, most highly successful people, they know better. They know that research has proven the morning is when our willpower is the strongest. That most successful people, they use that, you know, they usually wake up an hour earlier than they have to. And this is from, you know, years of research that I've done, whether it's CEOs or you name it, and they work on themselves. They focus on making themselves strong, intellectually strong, physically strong, mentally strong, emotionally strong. And that's what the Miracle Morning is the book teaches you, first of all, if you're not a morning person, how do you become a morning person in like 24 hours? I mean, there's five strategies it teaches, five simple steps on how you can wake up tomorrow morning with more energy, motivation, and enthusiasm than you've ever had before. And the second part is, what do you do during that morning time? And the Miracle Morning gives this six-step process to work on yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to really kind of turbocharge your personal development so you can become that person you need to be to create everything else that you want for your life.
Wow. Did I tell you guys that this guy is awesome? I'm serious.
Great.
I have to tell you. In fact, you know what? Hal, will you send me some books that I can give away to some of my great listeners out there?
Yes, please email me. I'm on the road right now, but email me your address, and
yep,
I will.
You got it. Okay, because I'm telling you, this is something that you're going to want to get in your hands. And, you know, I'm just reading one little thing. E is for exercise. If you don't make time for exercise, you'll probably have to make time for illness. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
How strong is that? But, you know, visualization, you talk about that. Ordinary people believe only in the possible. Extraordinary people visualize not what is possible or probable, but rather what is impossible. And by visualizing the impossible, they begin to see it is possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, amazing things in here. And it's really just moving forward in your life. And what a perfect time, you know, at the end of the year to just really take some stock of where you're going, how your life is, how's it working for you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Are you where you want to be? And the biggest, what got me to do the Miracle Morning the very first time, because I wasn't a morning person, is I remember my mentor's voice saying, if you want your life to be different, you have to be willing to get out of your comfort zone and do something different first. And I think that's the answer for 2014.
Wow, I love it. What is the five-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy?
So I will give you a couple steps. I'm not looking at it, so I don't remember them all off the top of my head. But here's the biggest. I'll give you the biggest step. And actually, it's funny. I was on a TV show this morning, and the woman I was talking to, she goes, I have trouble overcoming the snooze button. And I said, you need to read this chapter in my book. And I gave her a copy. I said, the five-step strategy. And here's the one strategy. Number one is your alarm clock has to be across the room, and ideally in direct path of the bathroom. So when the alarm goes off in the morning, if it's by your bedside table, it's way too easy to hit the snooze button and fall back to sleep.
Hmm.
But motion creates energy. So you get out of bed, you're already more awake than you were, you turn it off, and then you decide before you go to bed that when the alarm goes off, I'm going straight to the bathroom to wash my face and brush my teeth. And within 2 minutes of that process, you're more awake than, you know, 10 times more awake than you were when the alarm first sounded.
Wow, I love that strategy right off the bat.
Yeah, I like to leave the coffee maker actually in my room.
I was going to say, maybe
I
need to
start, and I go,
my...
hey, look, coffee. And yeah. Because what you said, I was never a snooze alarm guy, and I became one. And it does try. And why? You get 10 minutes.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You sleep in 9 to 10 minute increments for 3 more times. It makes no sense. But we do it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, because when I do this morning show, I'm like 4:30, 4:36, 4:45, you know, and I'm like, and then I'm like, but I'm really awake that whole time. So it's like I could have had 15 more minutes of me time, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And research has shown that those snoozing actually, it actually does, it messes up your sleep pattern. You actually feel worse after your third or, you know, second, third or fourth snooze than if you had just gotten up and, you know, gotten through those first few minutes.
Yeah, I love that. Well, gosh, I'm serious. You are one of my inspirations. And again, Hal Elrod, The Miracle Morning, The Not-So-Obvious Secret Guaranteed to Transform Your Life Before 8 O'Clock. And Tom, you have the other one. Spence, what's that other book that you have right there?
Oh, the book that you handed over, Taking Life Head-On.
That your first book?
That's my first book, yeah.
Yeah, and this is your new book that you just came out with. Wow, 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 wow. And, you know, you've got some great stuff on your website. Give everybody that so they can find out how to find out more about you.
Yeah, and actually, you can also, if you're listening, you can get 2 free chapters of The Miracle Morning before you buy it. I mean, if you want to go check it out on Amazon.com, you know, read the reviews, you definitely do that. But you can go to my website, it's yopalhal.com from my radio days when I was known as Yo Pal Hal. It's YOPALHAL.com. And you can go there and check out free videos, my podcast. I do video podcasts. It's all inspirational. It's all uplifting. And get 2 free chapters of the book as well.
Wow, I love it. I'm going to have you back again and again and again because I love what you do. Leave us with a couple tips for ending the year in a positive way and really reflecting on where we're going for the new year.
Yeah, great. You know what? I will do that. And let me just say that I just did a free teleseminar, and I'm not trying to promote, but it's free, and it's all about, it's called bestyeareverblueprint.com. So there's a quick resource. Here's one of the big premises of what I teach with the new year, and this is so important. You know, Forbes magazine said that 92% of Americans do not keep their New Year's resolution. Only 8% do. That, first of all, that's depressing. Second of all, I really believe that the most important strategy that I've learned and that I teach my clients is you've got to realize that every month it's a 30-day increment to implement a new habit or a New Year's resolution. And there's 3 10-day phases that you've got to be prepared for. Days 1 through 10 is what I call unbearable. The first 10 days of any new habit, it feels like you can't keep doing it. You hate it. But if you understand that it's only a finite amount of time before it gets easier, you can do anything for 10 days if you know that it's going to, you know, change your life.
Right.
The second 10 days is uncomfortable. You're not loving it yet, but it's no longer unbearable. You're just somewhere in the middle where, you know, it's easy not to do it, but it's not that hard to do it. If you stick with it, the third 10-day phase, days 21 through 30, is what I call unstoppable. And it really is somewhere in that range where you all of a sudden, you don't dread the habit, you don't even dislike it. You actually lace up your running shoes and you're excited to run out the door. You actually, the alarm goes off and you turn it off instead of hitting the snooze button, and it's where you become unstoppable because now the habit is something you've become acclimated to. The New Year's resolution is a part of your identity, who you are, and now the rest of your life will never be the same.
God, does this guy just give you chills? I'm telling you.
It makes me feel so lazy. You make me feel so lazy.
No.
I mean, that's the person I used to be, but how do I get back to that? Because it sounds, I believe everything you said. I used to do it. But 20 years later down the road, I'm so lazy. How do I get back to that? How can I use your principles to get this old body moving again?
So first, read The Miracle Morning. That's the first step. The second step is I think we should live our lives in 30-day challenges. This year, I mean, imagine if before every month started, you identified what's not 10 changes I need to make this month. What's one positive? And start with either start with an easy one to get you warmed up, or maybe you start with the one that is the most important or will have the biggest impact. Listen to your own, you know, listen to yourself. You go, you know what, I'm going to start with an easy one, so at least I'll build some momentum and I'll feel good about myself that I followed through. But, or you might go, you know what, I really need to do this one. I can't wait another day, let alone another month. This is the one I'm going to do. So pick one habit, either a good one to implement or a bad one to get rid of, and dedicate 30 days to it. And if you have an iPhone, I recommend using the app Streak. Go to your iPhone, search for Streak. It's $1.99.
Wait, what is it called?
Streaks, like I'm going streaking through the neighborhood.
Okay.
Right? It's not that kind of streaking, but
it's
streak. And it allows you to clarify what your new habit is, and then you track it. Every day that you do it, you get to mark a big red X on the box, big calendar, and it tracks your longest streak and your current streak. So if you do fall off, where you only get to day 4 and then you fall off, well, the next time around, you're going to want to make sure you at least get to 5 days. So you're not being perfect, but you're always making forward progress.
That's something I can try.
I love
that
it. I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Thank you again so much for joining us here on my show, The Kim Pagano Show. Again, Hal Elrod and The Miracle Morning. Gosh, anything you can get started before 8 o'clock. I mean, that's what his book is about, and he's definitely he's done it. And he's doing it every day. So thank you so much. I'm going to email you for some books, and I'm going to email you to get you back on.
Thanks, Kim. I can't wait to come back on. You're great. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So are you. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and stay with us. Spence?
We have lots of great prizes. Remember, the number is 419-0008, 419-0008. We do have ice skating for the holiday ice rink at the Lakes in T.O., Thousand Oaks, Midtown Cafe in Ventura, and also Urbane Cafe, two free gourmet sandwiches, and the delicious and delightful, I'm drinking it right now, the ginger lemonade, Lori's original lemonade.
Oh,
darn close to gone. Yeah,
Lori, in fact, you just gave something to for my listeners. Tell everybody what it is, and we'll do a drawing for that and a gift certificate. So, right?
Oh, yeah, we could give a case of 12 bottles of the ginger lemonade.
Wow.
That sounds great. 12 bottles. That'll last me 2 days.
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, again, all you need to do is call, get your name in there. And again, 419-0008, 419-0008, and or Kim at KimPaganoShow.com. Well, how much time are we?
We got a few. We could take a quick break, come back, and wrap up
perfect.
The hour.
You got it. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us.
Do you struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
With the holiday season approaching, now is the time to head over to Bank of Books to get the book lovers in your life the perfect gift. Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side in the 805. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And, God, are you guys, like, revved up like I am? I'm telling you. And it's before 8 o'clock. We're all
boy.
Good. We're, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to talk about, I'm really excited. We have, you know, if you were just joining us right now, gosh, Hal Elrod, Taking Life Head On, and his book that we were talking about, The Miracle Morning. And again, we talked with Dr. Joe Zeff, the first dentistry in a wheelchair. And then, of course, Lori Volk is here with us in the studio, and she's brought us all these amazing original lemonade.
And I have some right here, the ginger lemonade, soothing ginger-infused gourmet lemonade. It is Lori's original lemonade. And what I like about it, and maybe one of the downsides of packaging these days, but what you have to do, not just tell people what is in it, but what's not in it.
Ooh,
and
yes,
it's very
yes.
important.
Good
it has...
point.
It's not from concentrate, mm-hmm. and it's no high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
You know why the blonde stared at the orange juice?
Oh, gosh, why?
It said concentrate.
Oh. thank you.
But that not here,
so,
though. Not here, though.
I love it. I love
ginger
it.
Ginger lemonade, Lori's original lemonade. It's really good.
Well, Lori, I want to see, you know what? I want to read the little story on the back. Mm-hmm. And each bottle has a special story.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that. We've only got a couple minutes. You know, we're almost at the end, but I want to hear about that.
Well, I don't know how that all happened. I thought it would be so cool to have a little bit of a history about how this thing started. So
yeah.
connect our,
yeah.
our
we'll read
customers.
That, and
so this one is the lavender, and it's Relax and Rejuvenate. Our unique lavender lemonade is gently infused with lavender. Lori made it with her kids for their lemonade stands on these hot summer days in Ojai. Fresh, juicy, organic lemons and aromatic lavender combine perfectly to make a delightful beverage.
I love it. I love it. Where do we find you and where do we find more?
Lori'sOriginalLemonade.com.
Okay.
And we are in on our website. We have all the stores
they can
that we're
order
located.
It. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And they can go in, walk in, get it there.
Whole Foods last
I love it. Again, Lori's Original Lemonade. Cheryl, thank you. Spence,
thank you.
And all my listeners out there, remember my 2 o'clock show. Let me end the show with a moment of happiness. Let today be the day you give up who you've been for who you can become.
Oh,
with
yes.
that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a really great day, and I'll talk to you next week.